Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. How are you, Lee?
I am doing great. Been looking forward to this episode and learning about this industry for quite some time.
This is going to be a fun segment, and I do think we'll learn a lot. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with the Swan Center for Plastic Surgery, Miss Rachel Lozure. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, before we get too far into this, can you talk about the Swan Center? What type of a center is this?
So the Swan Center for Plastic Surgery, we're in Alpharetta, Georgia, and we specialize in all areas of cosmetic surgery. I suppose we're known for our breast augmentation procedure, namely so, because we perform thousands of them each year. But I am here as a spa director.
Yeah, and I wanted to get into that because, you know, not a lot of medical places have spas, right? But
it's
you
true,
guys do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can find a lot of spas, but when you can find them affiliated with surgeons,
right.
It means we're doing maybe some cooler stuff.
Right. So what are you guys doing over there?
So the non-invasive spa, or the need for one, came about a couple years ago. Kind of leading up until that time, non-invasive technology and aesthetics, there was nothing super impressive out there or something that would deliver a positive result or a permanent result. And, you know, we implemented Cool Sculpting. Have you guys heard of Cool Sculpting?
No, I have, but I'm not familiar with what it really is.
Is there some name brand recognition there? So Cool Sculpting is the first procedure that actually removes a fat cell without cuts or needles. So there are many other procedures on the market that claim to take fat away, make you thinner, make you smaller. But what they're doing is they're shrinking a fat cell, or they're depleting, they're ridding you of water weight. Cool Sculpting actually uses a scientific term called cryolipolysis to freeze a fat cell. And when we're able to freeze a fat cell, we actually destroy the fat cell as far as your body's concerned. And then your own inflammatory system, just like with exercise, will come in and burn it away. So we're removing fat cells without surgery. And that is huge. That's a big deal.
Now, in the spa environment, do you guys have things like massage and like sauna and steam room like traditional spas have?
Well, this is, I guess, what you would categorize as a med spa. Primarily looking at doing like the least invasive interventions, giving you the most dynamic result. So if we can take the place of surgical intervention, we do so. So our spa specializes in technology like that, like fat reducing technology, laser treatments, where we're able to completely resurface your skin, give you the appearance of a facelift, things of that nature. We also are doing some skin tightening. And one of the kind of latest and greatest in all of that is the Thermiva non-invasive vaginal rejuvenation.
And what is that?
So if you're wanting to look for what is the hottest thing right now in aesthetics, the newest, greatest, most amazing thing in aesthetics, it is Thermiva vaginal rejuvenation. Because what we're able to do for our female patients is afford them a tightened, you know, vaginal area, both internally and externally, once again, without cuts, without needles, without downtime. Nothing that we do requires downtime. And this is actually something that, you know, any urologist, cosmetic surgeon, OBGYN would tell you is a concern for females, particularly as we age or have children naturally.
I would think that there would be an important educational component to this for the market, because I suspect, like myself, that there are a lot of folks out there that really need this but don't know that it's available. Is that an accurate assessment? Are you out there trying to educate folks that it's even available?
That is an accurate assessment. And also we have to break down another barrier, which is, you know, is it taboo to talk about, or is it easy for women to say that they want this too? So yeah, it's you have to educate and at the same time kind of embrace the patient to know that many women go through this and want to do this. We're doing as much as we can as far as hosting educational events within the practice. We do that frequently. I coin them as lunch and learn type events where we can bring in some women and kind of just sit around circle style and talk about what's going on and talk more about the technology and what makes it great, what makes it safe, and the result, because it is an intimate conversation, of course, for these types of things. And the technology is new and people want to know that it's safe and want to know the history behind behind the technology.
Now, I would imagine that a lot of people are getting a lot of misinformation.
I'm sure, yeah.
Right? So where are they getting information, if at all, like on the internet, they Google stuff or they see some celebrity mention something that worked for them?
Yeah, so you kind of have to always be aware of the celebrity endorsement. Is that right? I mean, we know what an endorsement deal is, right? So, so much is on the patient, and this is for everything, you know, in the medical community that falls under a procedure that you're going to have done. You need to do your own independent research, and you need to look at the clinical trials and see what is available out there to ensure that it works. There are some great websites that allow for real patient ratings, where you can get on to the website and see what real folks are saying about it who have had it done.
Right, because you mentioned like celebrities, if they're mentioning it, they might have gotten paid possibly.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
if they're on the billboard, you know, odds are they probably have had the procedure done. But I think that to me, as a mother myself, as probably the target demographic for this particular procedure, it means so much more to me to hear someone like me who's had it done say it worked for me on a website that is like an accredited website than to hear a celebrity say this worked for me with a smile on a commercial. I mean, we love our celebrity endorsements, don't get me wrong. But whenever you're able to hear firsthand, I mean, that's all cosmetic surgery is. From a marketing standpoint, mm-hmm. is word of mouth. You can see a plastic surgeon on a billboard all day long, but you're going to go to the person who told you about their amazing surgeon, right?
So. And now, is it a challenge sometimes that people don't brag about it because they're either, you know, I don't want to say embarrassed, but they're, you know, want to keep it on the down low.
Yeah, for whatever reason, we just don't have this problem with breast augmentation.
Is that true?
Our patients typically are like shouting from the mountaintops about that particular procedure, or they're wearing clothing that is kind of doing the
it's shouting from
the marketing for us, I guess you could say.
But I've learned already, though, the target demographic is much broader than I anticipated, because when you first described, I thought, okay, there must be this small subset of women who, you know, have this challenge and they need to know about it. But it sounds to me like that the demographic is much broader than I originally realized.
Huge, huge. So just to run you through it really quickly, with the Cool Sculpting, it's mostly business folks who get the Cool Sculpting. They want liposuction. That's not the issue. They just don't have the downtime. They don't have the recovery.
Right.
They have these pockets of fat, areas of fat that bug them, and we're able to get rid of it without the surgery, without the recovery.
Can you share a little, like specifically the difference in the time when you say there's less downtime? Like, so how much if you go liposuction, how much downtime? And if you do the Cool Sculpting, how much downtime?
It would all depend on how much liposuction you had and which areas you had done. I mean, we're great at getting people back up on their feet after just a couple of days, okay, with certain lipo procedures. However, we have patients who are unable to go under anesthesia, it like medical contraindication. Yeah. You know, you got a heart issue, your doctor's not going to want you having cosmetic anesthesia. So that's one thing right there. But I'm talking people who are go, 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 travelers, jet setting business type. We have patients who come in and will have their Cool Sculpting done and they have a flight that evening or they have a flight in the morning.
Oh, so it doesn't affect that.
And you can't undo what's done on the table. You can lift your luggage. You can go in the hot tub. You can do whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I could like be able to tuck my shirt in by dinner time.
That's your dream.
Well, you have to, there's a waiting period for those results, okay?
Walk us through that. So you don't get off the table and boom, you're looking like Ryan. It takes a little while for
that. That's years of CrossFit to make that body.
So there's give and take with the Cool Sculpting procedure. The absolute obvious takeaway is No downtime, no needles, no surgery, in and out, it's done. But the give with the procedure is you're waiting a little bit for your results. So when we go in and we destroy the fat cells, they're destroyed. I mean, your body doesn't regenerate fat cells, so they're not going to start to make new ones. You know, your body's not going to make new ones. But what happens is we need that inflammatory response to happen. Mm-hmm. So over the course of the next several weeks, the inflammatory system comes in a way, it comes in and cleans house. I mean, comes in and takes care of all the dead cells. But you're waiting a couple of weeks. Now, for some patients, it's perfect. If you have patients with skin laxity issues or older patients where that subcutaneous tissue is a little bit thinner than it once was, that gives your body time to retract the skin really beautifully and naturally. So sometimes that little few weeks waiting period on your results is helpful, because it gives your skin time to catch up with the fat loss, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So we get
so is it something you do kind of on a regular rhythm, or is it you do it one time and you're done?
Yeah, so this is not the type of technology where you have to sign up for a series of treatments. Mm-hmm. You go in and you have it done. With one procedure of the CoolSculpting, you're looking at like a 25 to 30% reduction in the fatty pad of whichever area you chose to treat. So, I mean, that's what makes it so great. That's why we're loving it. I mean, we have patients, it doesn't take the place of liposuction, but it allows us to help so many more people.
Now, when you mentioned the different areas, like how many areas are on a person? Either that varies?
Well, I mean, some of our patients, you know, you'd be believing that it's endless, right? The earlobes, I mean, everywhere. We can...
How is it defined, an area? Like, is
an area would be like the abdomen.
So like from side to side or all the way around?
In our female patients, very commonly that lower abdominal pooch. Mm-hmm. In our male patients, almost always the spare tire, right? So you've got the lower waist, all around the waistline. You've
Does
got
that
the love
count
handles.
As one area? Or is that like five areas?
Tummy mm-hmm. is one. Love handles is one. Arms, you know, like the lateral portion of your arms is one. Inner thigh is one. Mm-hmm. Some women, it's a heredity thing. They get those saddlebag things on the sides of their thighs. That's one.
So it's one per leg?
No, we consider it one area. We would not let you treat just one leg. So you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Well, Lee's really into A-B testing. You know? He's like he's a marketing expert.
You would not have to worry about that. A great, huge news that we're doing now is the chin and neck area. So the double chin. Yeah. We're cool sculpting the double chin. And the results are amazing. I mean, to get the contour back on the jawline without a poke, without surgery, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Is it painful or uncomfortable?
No, no, it's not.
What's it feel like?
I mean, I've had the procedure done myself in the back here along the waistline. So it's a bit of a suction feeling. It's a vacuum applicator. But
is it freezing cold?
It is. It's this like pliable silicone applicator that sucks up the necessary areas, you know, that are needed to be treated.
For how long? Like an hour?
Actually, if the Swan Center, we're kind of good about keeping ahead of the curve as far as the technology goes. So we have the newer applicators that are about a half hour. And we're able to treat two sides at once.
So you're just standing there or laying down?
Oh, we make it a lot more posh than that. You got like the Mercedes-Benz of hospital tables, right? Beds. We've got Netflix on the TV.
So I got headphones. I'm not.
Whatever you want to do. Yep. Or your magazine, your book. At first, it is a feeling of a cooling sensation.
Right,
intense.
Yeah, most people probably haven't had this feeling before, right? It's new.
It is new because it does not replicate holding a cold pack to your body. It's a very different feeling. If you held a cold pack to your body, you could really hurt yourself. Just don't do that. but the feeling, it's intense cold. After about 5 minutes, though, everything's asleep. All the nerves are asleep. You feel nothing. Mm-hmm. Our patients fall asleep all the time on the table. We're happy to provide them with snacks. You can, you know, watch TV. Some like to do conference calls. I mean, it's up to you.
Oh, so you can be on the phone while this is happening.
So we have a lot of business folk in there. And yeah, we do. The machines are quite, you know, very quiet down the spa, very zen, right?
Right.
So you can talk to whoever you'd like.
So what is your background? Have you always been in this line of work?
You know, so I'm originally from the Detroit area where I was a pediatric nurse. So my background is actually in pediatrics.
Yeah.
But when I came here to Atlanta, I started working for the Swan Center in the surgical division.
As a nurse?
No, I was actually working as a surgical coordinator. So that's kind of the person who you reach out to when you're wanting to have a surgical procedure done. And they hold your hand throughout the entire experience, kind of make sure there are no stones unturned, no questions that didn't get answered, and kind of are your liaison along with your surgeon. It's really mm-hmm. great. It's a great kind of model that we got going on at the Swan Center.
Because that Swan Center, just for the people that aren't familiar, it's a standalone center, right?
Absolutely.
And yeah. it's kind of first class, like you said, Mercedes-Benz environment.
Our operating facility has something called JACO accreditation. And what that means is it is a hospital grade OR on site.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of surgical facilities in the entire southeast of this nation can say that.
Right.
So to keep a JACO accreditation means that you keep an on-site hospital OR. Our anesthesiology staff, they're all MDs. So when you're having a surgical procedure, you're with two doctors at all times. So I've had surgery there. You'll meet a lot of gals who have. So.
Well, I want to make sure that we cut through any stigma or juvenile snickers or whatever on this vaginal rejuvenation.
Sure.
Because I think when you start to do that, then you can have educated, informed conversation and equip people to make informed decisions. So do you guys have some material either on your website or material that you can distribute to people who ought to be learning about this?
Oh, most certainly.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Our website's an excellent source because there's going to be a thorough explanation of every procedure we offer, along with who is going to be performing the procedure and what their credentials are. So our surgeons, all three of them, are absolutely brilliant. Dr. Joseph Bauer, Dr. Amy Alderman, Dr. Dean Fardo. They all have their specialties. Their bios are all laid out on our website, very thorough. When it comes to the non-invasive stuff, when it comes to the cool sculpting, when it comes to the ThermiVol, the vaginal rejuvenation, there's going to be a lot of information on the website. So swancenteratlanta.com, and it's easy to navigate. You can go where you need to as far as looking at all the various procedures you'd be interested in. The website's set up almost like, all the ladies are going to love this, sort of like an Amazon shopping cart. So the procedures you're interested in, you can favorite. And then, you know, we get to see on the other end your shopping cart or what you're interested in.
Right. What's important to you?
Absolutely. So if you're going to see, you know, if you're going to see one of our surgeons for a mommy makeover, very common to have breast work done and have your tummy, you know, re-tightened up after something like a pregnancy, where you have some excess skin down there, maybe some muscles that need tightening. Along with that, how great would it be to go ahead and do your vaginal rejuvenation? Okay, so you've got that internal tightening as well, that internal where you feel more youthful there. It's not the type of conversation where I don't think this procedure would do half as well 10 years ago. Women are more empowered to talk about their sexuality yeah. now, and even issues like stress urinary incontinence, which ThermiVa helps considerably. It's a conversation that women are more open to having.
Good.
And being more educated, you know, right. opens up the dialogue. So you're absolutely right about that.
Now, from the business standpoint, is your job as spa director, are you involved in helping attract new clients, or you're more about just serving the people who come in?
Yeah, all of the above. Absolutely. All of the above. Ensuring that Dr. Bauer, the owner of our practice, our facility, that Dr. Bauer is in tuned with what is new, what is great, and what is safe. I always like to say, you know, if Beverly Hills has it and it's phenomenal and the results are phenomenal, we want it as long as it's safe.
Right.
So when you come to the Swan Center, you know that what's being done has been well fraught with research and all of that great clinical data that I'll be happy to provide any patient with. So they're confident.
And are there, we've talked about some of the things, but are there any trends hot in Atlanta right now?
Trends in the aesthetic field?
Right.
Well, ThermiVa is where it's at right now. I mean, it really is. It's where it's at. And I would tell anyone listening who is interested in the ThermiVa vaginal rejuvenation, just to research the facility that you're looking into, see who performs the procedure, see if there's doctors on site. It is the type of a procedure that's blown up. Cool Sculpting did so in much the same way. I mean, Cool Sculpting almost has achieved that name brand recognition as Botox has achieved in the United States. Injectables. We're always doing fun things with injectables. And that is something that is also very, very trendy right now. You know, why have a rhinoplasty if you can come in and have one of our doctors just inject a little filler to the area of the nose that's troubling you and boom, you just had a 20-minute rhinoplasty without any surgical intervention whatsoever. So yeah, I mean, the way of the future is of course going to always be least invasive, most dynamic results. So it's our job to make sure we're ahead of the game.
And that's the tagline of the show.
That's right.
Better results in less time.
Better results in less time.
You got it. That's exactly right. That is such, I mean, that could be applied to anything in life. So
if a person starts to dive into this and and they read about it, can they also get on the phone or swing by and have a conversation with you or someone just to talk it through? Is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I would say to start on our website. I mean, that was such a brilliant suggestion because then you get a background of the information. On our website, we make it really easy where you can actually go ahead and fill out a form saying that you'd like one of us to contact you. Our patients are always welcome to call the office, drop on by. I mean, if you're in the neighborhood, if you ever want to drop on by, we'll do our very best. But we're happy to always talk you through any procedure. All of our consultations for anything that we do at the Swan Center has and will always be complimentary. So if you are considering any procedure, be it surgical, non-surgical, just come on in and make an appointment. I mean, we'd love to meet you and talk you through it.
All right. Well, before we wrap and take some before pictures, I want to make sure that our listeners know exactly where to go. So one more time, the coordinates, the website, phone mail, email, whatever
is appropriate. Facebook page, whatever is appropriate.
Absolutely. So it's going to be www.swancenteratlanta.com, all spelled out, Swan Center. Swan is in the bird, Swan. Swancenteratlanta.com. We are on Facebook, Swan Center Atlanta. We're on Instagram, so follow us. I mean, you get to, on Instagram, it's a lot more kind of goofy. You get to follow our antics, right? Which is really fun. So, and you'll see a lot of us on there. We kind of coin ourselves the Swan Girls. So, and one of us is always up to something. So you get to follow our antics on Instagram. But yeah, swancenteratlanta.com.
Well, it's been an absolute delight having you in the studio this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys. It's been really fun.
All right, until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our fearless producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and our guest this morning, Rachel Lozure with the Swan Center for Plastic Surgery, saying we'll see you in the fast lane.